Only this I seek. Oh, just to dwell here forever. This will be my posture, laying at your feet. Oh, just to dwell here forever. One thing I desire, only this I seek. Oh, just to dwell here forever. This will be my posture, laying at your feet. Oh, just to dwell here forever. Dearest Father, closest friend, most beautiful, you are. Dearest Father, closest friend, most beautiful, one thing I desire, only this I seek. Oh, just to dwell here forever. This will be my posture, laying at your feet. Oh, just to dwell here forever. One thing I desire, only this I seek. Oh, just to dwell here forever. This will be my posture, laying at your feet. Oh, just to dwell here forever. Dearest Father, closest friend, most beautiful. 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 There are no words, there's nothing left, so our love sings to you. Oh, there are no words, there's nothing left, our love sings to you. There's nothing left, our love sings to you. Oh, there are no words, there's nothing left, our love sings to you. Oh, there are no words, there's nothing left, our love sings to you. Oh, there are no words, there's nothing left, our love sings to you. Oh, there are no words, There's nothing left. Our love sings to you. Oh, take me back to the garden. Lead me back to the moment I heard your voice. Take me back to communion. Lead me back to the moment I saw your face. And it was all so simple. It was easy to love. No space between us. It was easy to trust. You are closer, closer than my skin. You are in the air I'm breathing in. And here's where the dead things come back to living. I feel my heart beating again. It feels so good to know you are my friend. This is the garden. Here in the place I find you close. This is communion. Here in the place I'm fully known. And it was all so simple. You're so easy to love. No space between us. You're so easy to trust. You are closer, closer than my skin. You are in the air I'm breathing in. Here's where the dead things come back to living. I feel my heart beating again. It feels so good to know you are my friend. You are closer, closer than my skin. And you are in the air I'm breathing in. Here's where the dead things come back to living. I feel my heart beating again. And you are closer, closer than my skin. This is where I'm meant to be. Me and you and you and me. I don't have to prove a thing. You've already approved of me. This is where I'm meant to be. You and me, me and you. I don't have to prove a thing. This is where I'm meant to be. This is where I'm meant to be. Me and you me. I don't have to prove a thing. You've already approved of me. 'Cause you are closer, closer than my skin. And you are in the air I'm breathing in. 'Cause here's where the dead things come back to living. I feel my heart beating again. It feels so good to know you are my friend. At this moment, I'm going to turn it over to the greeter. Greeter, are you there?
If we said anything or did anything or even thought anything, Father God, we just ask for your forgiveness this morning, Father God. Father God, we just can't thank you enough for all that you do. You just do so much. You don't have to do it, but you do it, Father God. Father God, we just thank you for giving us faith, Father God. Father God, we just thank you this morning, Father God, for protecting us all night long as we slept, Father God. Father God, we just ask you to send your angels to protect our children, Father God, as they go on their day to and fro. Father God, we ask for your protection for all the families, Father God, our TMC family, Father God. We just thank you for all that you do. Father God, we just ask you to continue to be who you are, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. Father God, we ask you to continue to be the doctor that you are, Father God, the healer that you are, Father God. Father God, we ask you to continue to fight our battles for us, Father God, for we know can't nobody do it like you do it, Father God. We just thank you this morning. Again, Father, we just can't thank you enough for all that you do, Father God. Father God, we ask you to look down on our leaders around the world, Father God, strengthen their heart, their mind, and their soul, Father God, to help them do right among your sheep, Father God. Father God, we just ask you to bless our messenger this morning, Father God. We ask you as they increase that you decrease, increase, Father God, as they decrease, Father God, so we can get what we're supposed to get fed this morning. Father God, we just thank you for all the healing, Father God, that you do, Father God, and the miracles and the wonders and the signs. Father God, we just thank you this morning. Oh, Father God, we just can't thank you enough, Father God. Father God, we ask you to continue to strengthen our founders, Pecola Roberts and Dr. V, Father God. Touch them, Father God. Strengthen them, Father God. Continue to give them the wisdom and knowledge and understanding of the word, Father God, as they continue to feed the sheep and lead us, Father God. Father God, we just ask you to bless our TMC family, Father God. Father God, for you know all our needs and all our desires, Father God. And we just thank you for your son, Jesus Christ, Father God, that you sent to die for our sins, Father God. Oh, Father, we just thank you this morning. Oh, we just bask in your arms, Father God. We ask you to continue to hold us, Father God. Continue us to strengthen us through this pandemic, Father God, as you are in control of it all. For you know all, Father God. And we just thank you this morning, Father God. Father God, we ask you to touch the bereavement, Father God, because we know it's some people that didn't make it this morning, Father God. But, Father God, we just ask you to touch those families, Father God. We pray in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we pray. Amen, amen, hallelujah, hallelujah. Host, are you there?
Yes, can you hear me?
Loud and clear, take it away.
Good morning, good morning. This is a joyful and a beautiful morning here in the Bronx, as you said. And thank you so much, Brother Darrell, for greeting us this morning with that tag, faith is power. And that powerful prayer, we so appreciate you. We thank you, Ms. Thomas Kalen, for praise and worship this morning so beautifully done. And my name is Cynthia Cox. I reside here in the Bronx, New York. So glad to be the host this morning. Let me share a little bit about this call. And I'm excited about the journey. On October 2010, two amazing co-founders, Reverend Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, Reverend Dr. Pecola Roberts, part of us on this journey. Hallelujah. Yes, we stand on the scripture, Psalms 88 and 13, but you are crying out to the Lord in the morning. My prayer comes before you. We have a mission statement to enrich, enhance, empower believers as they begin their day. Yes, we have a website that you can visit 24/7. Anytime something gets on you and you want to pray and you want to listen to a word, you can go to themasterscall.net, themasterscall.net, and we have and has been archived with all our messages of our author speakers. So we have a word there. The theme for this year, 2021, is with God's strategic shifting, prophetic, suddenly, holy standards are being established and supernaturally revealed. That's reading from Mark 16:15-20. If you've been led by the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry, as great as Brother Darrell, as a host as yours truly, or as sung as Caleb, if you have a word, hallelujah, you may even have a prayer request or a praise report. Please submit all your information at info@themasterscall.net, info@themasterscall.net, and Reverend Dr. Vanessa Webster, or our prayer journal, Minister Benatura, will contact you. But on Friday, we have a treat on the second half of this call. You can stay on and give your testimony live. Our phenomenal company is Artists International, which is established by the Diaz de Leon family over 32 years ago. We are now called Artists Right with great products to help the world become healthy. And I always like to share wealthy. And you also, anyone come 3 feet of you, you need to share that information. You can't keep it to yourself. The new morning motivation call, which is held Monday through Friday right after this call, a team of great leaders giving vital information on the benefits of these wonderful Artist Life products. That number is 712-770-4005, 712-770-4005. That PIN number is 294-617-pound, 294-617-pound. If your service is T-Mobile, Boost Mobile, Metro PCS, even Cricket, we have a free bypass number that you can use. You call that first. That number is 716-293-9707. 716-293-9707. Today is Wednesday, Awareness Wednesday, and the power cup of health will be shared with you today. Flu. Who do you know that has the flu? So we will all join us after this call. Please join us on that call. Let me just share with you, too, that we want to let everyone know. I know when you come on, the master's call number will be changing on 11/16. Please put that in your notes. That number is 667-770-1523. Leslie, I also want to share with each and every one of you, stay in touch with your artist business by going visiting your back office twice a day and checking out the website, WhatsApp app, and stay in touch with your awesome Artist Life business. So, well, let me just share with you, I'm going to bring the speaker's going to be coming to us this morning. She's no stranger to this call. But I'm just going to briefly give a little bit about her. Her name is Parfit Khan, born in New York City, currently reside in the great state of San Antonio, Texas. Parfit Khan received her B.S. in electronic engineering in 1986. She's called into the ministry in 2000 as a lay minister, and God led her to the seminary where she received her Master of Art in Pastoral Counseling and a Master of Divinity in the Pastoral Ministry. She stands on the scripture, Jeremiah 29:11, "For I know the plans I have for you." She has we have a wonderful son named Caleb. She loves him so much. Papa Kai is the publisher of her first book, When God Birthed the Ministry. Also, she's a prayer partner. I tell you, she's have this series. I am blessed. I'm so excited about that. That's so nice that we can keep stay in touch with her. She's also an artist, entrepreneur. I can go on and on about her, but without further ado, let me introduce you to someone. Present to others, none other than my friend, Parfit Khan. The floor is yours.
Thank you so much, Minister Cynthia, for hosting us with such Jesus joy. And again, to Psalmist Kaylin, thank you, thank you, thank you for ushering us in to the throne room of grace. Ooh, and to our brother Darrell, thank you for seating and greeting us. And, of course, we must honor the two amazing and dynamic women of God, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. Pacola Roberts, for their yes and the reason that we can be here on the TMC call each and every Monday through Friday. And we give all praise, all glory, and all honor to God the Father, our big brother Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. So we are in the middle of a series on being tested, and today's word and today's title is The Purpose of the Test. The Purpose of the Test is what we're going to be speaking on this morning. And I tell you, God is not a respecter of persons, and we all will be tested. The word says in 1 Peter 4:12-13, dear friends, do not be surprised for the fiery test you are going through, as if something strange were happening to you. Instead, be very glad, for these trials make you partners with Christ in his suffering, so that you will have the wonderful joy of seeing his glory when it is revealed to all the world. So the test is not a strange thing, and it should not surprise you. Instead, when the test comes, it makes us partners with Christ in his suffering. So the purpose of the test is to, or part of the purpose is to make us partners with Christ in his suffering, so that when his glory is revealed to the world, we too are glorified. Now, I don't know about you, but if I get to spend eternity in glory with Jesus because I am tested and become his partner here on earth, then so be it. I will gladly endure the test. I will gladly endure the fiery trial for that to be my future destiny. And if you are a child of God, if you have accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, then that is your destiny. Eternal life is your destiny. So we have to make sure that we endure the purpose for the test, or that we understand that the purpose for the test is so that we can become Christ's partner. And the prize for enduring the test is the wonderful joy of seeing his glory when it is revealed to all the world. So we have to make sure that we are doing our part. And we are tested to make sure that we can endure the fires of this world. Jesus was immediately tested after he came out of his 40 days, and he didn't murmur or complain, for he understood that the testing of our faith produces steadfastness. He understood that. And so he spoke to the enemy when he tested him, but he had enough word on the inside of him to speak it forward. So we've got to do our part and make sure that in the process of the test, we don't miss the purpose of the test, and that we pick up the tools that we need to proceed to the next level that God desires for us. Oh, but be clear, the purpose of the test is relationship building with Jesus. The purpose of the test is to produce steadfastness. The purpose of the test is to make us strong so that we can process through the test and then purposefully give our testimony to those who need to hear it. We have to make sure that we're doing our part. And if we know that the purpose of the test is to bring us to a place of a stronger relationship, is to make sure we're flexing our faith muscle. And that tag for today was so on time. Faith is power. But are we walking out our power openly, or are we surrendering our power and peace to the enemy because of the test? See, God needs us to be bold in giving our testimony. But we can't give that testimony if we can't pass the test, if we can't surrender to the process. James 1, 12 through 13, blessed is the man who remains steadfast under trial. For when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life, which God has promised to those who love him. Let no one say when tempted, I am being tempted by God. For God cannot be tempted with evil, and he himself tempts no one. Doesn't say he doesn't test us. He says he doesn't tempt us. There is a difference. But it says, blessed is the man who remains steadfast under trial. For when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life, which God has promised to those who love him. Think about that. Okay, Lord, so the purpose of the test is for me to stand firm, and then the prize is the crown of life, which God has promised to those who love him. See, he wants to make sure that we understand that the testing of our faith produces steadfastness. And I love how he says, count it all joy. Because, you know, that is not the normal process when being tried and tested and in trial. It's not to count it all joy. That is not the normal human reaction. See, but God doesn't want us to be normal humans. He doesn't want us to be like the world. He tells us be in the world, but not of it. So our reaction to the test should not be the same as those who are in the world reacting to be under fire or in a trial. We should not be devastated and just depleted by the test. We should not be distracted nor discouraged by the test. But instead, we should count it all joy. Now, see, that's not the normal reaction, but we are not normal. We are King's kids. So we should react the same way that Jesus reacted when he was tested. See, he gave us the example. We don't have to figure it out for ourselves. We saw what Jesus did when he was tested. He spoke the word to the storm. He spoke the word to the enemy. He spoke the word to the situation and the circumstance. He spoke the word. So it's our responsibility to speak the word when we are being tested. The purpose of the test is relationship building. It is faith building. It is making sure we have the fortitude for the next situation we are placed in that comes our way. But are you willing to do your part and know the word so that you can speak the word to that test, trial, storm, circumstance, or situation? The purpose of the test is that we be refined. Isaiah 48 and 10 says, behold, I have refined you, but not as silver. I have tried you in the furnace of affliction. We have been put in the refiner's fire so that it can purify us. Those fiery trials come to purify.
So we have to make sure that we are doing our part. Deuteronomy 8 and 16 says, who fed you in the wilderness with manna that your father did not know, that he might humble you and test you, to do you good in the end. It may not feel good right now, but it will do us good in the end. It will produce the tools that we need for that next circumstance. He gave us things that he did not give our forefathers so that it would do us good in the end. Our forefathers, if we go back to biblical times, did not have the Bible. Their faith strictly had to come by what they saw from God. They didn't have instructions. They didn't have Jesus. See, but he's given us these things to build our faith muscles so that we can endure the fiery trial. So we have to do our part and understand the purpose for the test. The purpose of the test is to build our relationship so that we can go boldly before the throne of grace and receive mercy. Abraham, another example of being tested, was ready to sacrifice Isaac because he trusted God and because that his relationship was so strong with him that he knew God would take care of it no matter what. The test came to try Abraham's faith and his trust in God. Do we trust God like that? Would we be willing to sacrifice that thing that we hold so dear because we trust God? The purpose of the test is to build that relationship, to deepen that trust. But will we allow him to work it out for our good and his glory? Will we walk through the test not being anxious, but everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, letting our requests be known to God? Philippians 4 and 6. And then it continues, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. He doesn't leave us with just make the request known. But he tells us his peace, his peace, will guard our hearts and minds if we process through the test according to his Jeremiah 29:11 plan for our lives. Do not be deceived and think that because you are in relationship with God, that the fiery trials are not coming. Because they are. You know, that's a part of what we need to explain to new Christians as we are helping them to develop. Hey, yes, you are in relationship with God now. But they should not think that that becomes easy or the trials and tests will not come. But instead, we should help them realize that, yes, as you grow, your tests and trials grow with you. Next level, next devil. But if we have enough word within us, then the purpose of the test will not put us in a place where we're panicked. The purpose of the test will push us into our purpose, which is God ordained. The purpose of the test will build relationship. But make sure that you are clear and steadfast and that you can do it. Jesus didn't speak the word to the test, to the storm, to the situation or the circumstance. Speak the word because the word is life. We have examples in the word of the of our ancestors, of our forefathers being tested and how they responded. And God even tells us, count it all joy. Yes. Don't be ordinary, be extraordinary. Because it takes someone who is extraordinarily trusting Christ to count it all joy when being tested. The purpose of the test is relationship. The purpose of the test is faith building. The purpose of the test is that we get to share in the suffering of Christ so that when his glory is revealed, we get to share in that as well. Count it all joy, my brothers and sisters, because the test is going to come anyway. But if we understand the purpose of the test, then we can process through the test according to God's Jeremiah 29:11 plan for our life. Minister Cynthia, back to you.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Prophet Kai, for that on-time message. The purpose of the test, to build relationships. I'm just excited to understand that. I had to take that walk, too. For that profound word, we thank you so much for that. Let me just say to you, right now we're going to call you back, and we're going to close the item of benediction after a few announcements. We're going to pray and pray over our prayer requests. Lord, we come worship you this morning. We want to thank you for what you have already done. We're not going to wait for until we see results. We're going to thank you right now. We're going to thank you for, we said, Lord, thank you. Let your light shine. We want to thank you right now because, God, you woke us up this morning. Lord, we thank you right now. We don't have any pain. The pain has disappeared. We thank you this morning. Lord, we thank you for Prophet Kai, this powerful on-time word this morning. The purpose of the test is to build our relationship. The test to keep our faith, the faith muscles. We call it all joy. We thank you, Lord. Lord, we pray that she has an abundance of blessings after blessings after blessings, that she will have enough room to contain the Lord. We thank you this morning for our two amazing co-founders, Reverend Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Reverend Dr. Nicola Roberts. We want to keep us stay focused on you, Lord. Hallelujah this morning. Lift up every DS Daily Own family, keeping us connected with Artist Life worldwide. We appreciate the staff that keep our products coming to us. We pray for everyone in the nursing home, the hospital, and anyone has been touched by the pandemic right now. We lift them, Lord. Strengthen them like never before, Lord. They need you this morning. Hallelujah. Lord, we pray for every bereaving family this morning. You know them name by name, but Lord, we're pray for Pastor Lavonia family. Pray for Minister Ruth family. We want to pray for Roberto Rice family. Lord, the list goes on and on and on. You know everybody, name by name, family by family, Lord. Help us to remember that you are in the blessing business. Hallelujah. Father God, we love you and adore you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. So let me just share with you right now that if you love to hear this playback, and more important, share with someone today. Send out the playback to someone today. The number is 712-432-1085, 712-432-1085. That PIN number is 957. 657-677-POUND. 957-677-POUND. Today is Wednesday, and the Power Couple of Health will be sharing with you today about flu. So after this call, please plug into that new morning motivation call. That number is 712-770-4005. 712-770-4005, and the PIN number is 294-617-POUND. Please, everyone, don't forget to go to your back office and see the new products and the sales that's going on. Stay in touch with your Artist Life Business. And I want to thank you, Brother Darryl, for greeting us this morning and opening us up in prayer and that beautiful tag, Faith is Power. Thank you, Minister Kaylin, for your praise and worship this morning. Thank you, Prophet Cav, again, for that powerful message this morning. Will you close us out in a benediction, please?
And thank you, Minister Cynthia, for hosting us with such Jesus joy and continuing to evangelize for this call. Father God, in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we say thank you, thank you, thank you for being God all by yourself, for being the author and the finisher of our faith, for providing us with the purpose of the test, oh God. Lord, as we leave this call, but never ever your presence, we ask you to continue to be the lamp unto our feet and the light unto our path. Continue to guide us through each and every test that comes our way, every fiery dart that is tossed at us, oh Heavenly Father. We ask you right now to just continue to give us our Jeremiah 29:11 plan. Father, we love you, we adore you, and we magnify you. We seal it in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We say thank you, thank you, thank you for continuing to be our everything. Lord, we love you, magnify you, and seal it in Jesus' name, and we say amen, amen, and amen. Continue to be those marvelous ministers in the marketplace. Bye-bye.